This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a reversal of decades of U.S. policy as President Trump recognized Israel's control over the Golan Heights on Thursday. President Trump tweeted, "After 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights." He announced the shift of U.S. policy just 5 days before Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu comes for a White House visit. In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
President Trump made the decision to recognize that hard-fought real estate, that important place, is proper to be a sovereign part of the state of Israel.
The UK has more time to come to an agreement concerning its withdrawal from the European Union. Brexit was scheduled to happen next week, but the EU has agreed to postpone that until May 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
It's been 1 week since a gunman killed 50 worshippers at a pair of mosques in New Zealand. The country remembered the victims with 2 minutes of silence following the Muslim call to prayer.
We are broken-hearted, but we are not broken. We are alive. We are determined to not let anyone divide us.
The memorial came a day after New Zealand moved to ban automatic assault weapons. Immigration authorities say the man accused of killing a Washington State Sheriff's deputy was in the U.S. illegally. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the 29-year-old suspect entered the country on a temporary agricultural visa in 2014, and there's no record of him ever leaving the U.S. after that. The sheriff's deputy, Ryan Thompson, was killed, and a nearby police officer wounded in the shootout with the suspect, who later died at a hospital.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some Good Samaritans from Texas are helping flood victims in Nebraska. KMTV reporter Alex McClune.
So we actually drove up from Austin, Texas yesterday to come and help out.
Seven Slot Response looks ready to tackle any kind of disaster, like the recent floods, thanks to their love of Jeeps.
And as a disaster response charity, we want to be able to help people not just in Texas, but all over the country.
Nebraska is their farthest mission to date. They first joined forces after tackling Hurricane Harvey. Jason Glass is the CEO.
And as you can tell, we build Jeeps that are capable of handling high water, climbing over logs, going through debris, and helping people either get rescued or taking them supplies.
Their first day of aid starts with picking up water and food from a donation center in Bellevue and taking it to Ashland, right on the Platte River.
My house didn't get wet, so okay. These people need your help more than I do.
Jason Davis is from Bellevue. He helped bring the Texans to their first stop at a family friend's house.
So she's got some immediate needs with getting debris, several dogs and family staying with her because their homes were lost.
So it's right to work, raising the fence, clearing debris, and picking up the pieces of a backyard.
So this is the only person I know directly, but I was going through the community the last few days.
it's been continuous.
And Seven Slot knows their work is only just beginning. In Ashland, Alex McLoone, 3 News Now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Schneider, who is the executive director of the American Conservative Union, he's been in that position for about 5 years, passionate about conservatism, which he defines as the political philosophy that sovereignty resides in the person. He also believes deeply in the unique American experiment, which daily tests the proposition whether people can govern themselves. Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you for coming on. We're going to talk about a book that you were a part of, you and Matt Schlapp and many others. In fact, you wrote the foreword or the intro on it, which is Reagan at CPAC, The Words That Continue to Inspire a Revolution. But before we get to that, I want to get and address and focus on, you know, what is important for you. And that is what I just read just a second ago, that you, and I feel the same way in believing deeply about this unique American experiment, which is really on the people. I mean, the Constitution clearly states we the people, which is really, in a sense, it's kind of an endemic command that we the people must participate in the governance and not look to the elites, because that's the problem that we have in 21st century America today, is that we've abdicated our position, surrendered it to elites, and this is why we have the government we have today, do we not?
Bill, you're exactly right. You know, throughout world history, you had kings and princes and emperors and strongmen ruling over people. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, 3,000 years ago that folks in ancient Athens, Greece, thought that they would try this experiment. And for the first time ever, people tried to govern themselves. Mm-hmm. And that experiment lasted about 120 years. And then self-government ceased to exist on the planet until 1776,
uh-huh.
You know, when our founders got together and said, let's try this again.
Mm-hmm.
And so you mentioned our Constitution. The Constitution begins and ends with the person. Mm-hmm. It begins, of course, we the people. But then it ends, the 10th Amendment to the Bill of Rights, that all power is not delegated to the federal government or reserved to the states and the people. It is the person who is the fundamental unit of government in our country. That's what this whole American experiment is about.
Right.
Can people govern themselves?
Mm-hmm. And what killed the proposition in Athens?
Well, you had threats of war, and you had people fearing that they wouldn't be able to handle self-government, and it fell apart. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Freedom is hard to hold. Freedom is not the natural order of things. People like having somebody controlling their lives so they don't have to make the decision, so risk is reduced. So the American Conservative Union exists to explain to people why freedom is worth the price, that the benefits of freedom far outweigh the costs. But,
exactly.
But it's easy for people to get lazy and to think, oh, Green New Deal. We can all, you know, we can all live peacefully and freely, you know, equally poor, equally impoverished, equally abused. Mm-hmm. Then we're all equal. And isn't that nice?
Yeah, right, exactly. And the best they can hope for is they might find, by chance, some sort of benevolent dictator, right?
Well, there's no such thing. Yeah, somebody who started.
Well, my teacher in civics in college used to say that. He'd say, "Well, I'm a benevolent dictator, you know." So, but
what grade did you get? Did everybody get A's?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This was before, you know, socialism really creeped in, and you know, when they would have been measured on, then we'd all gotten C's. So we were still allowed to get A's back then. That's how far back I go, Dan.
Yeah.
But to your point here, I mean, this is, you know, this is what happens. I think also what holds freedom and gives us not only hope, but even more so, the ability to hold on to freedom is our faith. You can't have freedom without faith.
That's exactly right. At CPAC, and by the way, for your listeners who don't really quite know what CPAC is, it was started over 50 years ago. We started it over 50 years ago.
Right.
And it was essentially to say, there's this really cool guy named Ronald Reagan, and we think he is the future of conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's governing the state of California. Let's see if we can get him elected president. Let's see if we can restore the values of our nation's founding through Ronald Reagan. So CPAC covers the full array of issues. It's 4 days long. We get the biggest name folks there. It's where the conservatives meet every year. So at this CPAC, we had a panel on our main stage titled Faith Matters.
Mm, yes.
And it doesn't mean that everybody has to have faith. There are going to be agnostics and atheists in this country who are good contributors. And we're not saying that you have to be a Christian, though I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people of other faiths who contribute to this society. But without faith, there is no glue that holds us together. Without faith, we ultimately, you know, become tribal and kill each other and fall apart. Without faith, there cannot be morality. There
exactly.
can be utilitarian, you know, people call it ethics, but it's not really ethics. It's just utilitarian. I will not hurt you in the hopes that you will not hurt me. But there's nothing moral about that approach. Faith is critical to society.
Well, the thing is, it's also tough about that kind of condition is it's not sustainable because you're trying to do it within your own power. Faith allows you to operate outside of your own power so that you don't do something which, you know, we were warned by our founding fathers. It was John Adams that said, look, the Constitution was designed for a people of morality and value. And you take that out of the equation, and in a way, you've got the America that is starting to devolve right before our eyes. And it's a bit scary, Dan.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill, early on you quoted how I define conservatism as a political philosophy that sovereignty resides in the person, that our rights are naturally ours. Government does not give us rights. The role of government, as our Constitution explains, is to protect those rights, to protect life, liberty, property. That's what the role of government is. But then where do these natural rights come from? It's a whole lot easier to say from a faith perspective that those rights come from God. They are
right.
a gift from God. Then you can just say, well, you just naturally have them. They just sort of come to us by tradition and logic and reason. You can say that, but it's a whole lot easier from a faith perspective to say those are God.
Well, and that's what the Constitution says. And if they're inalienable, God-given, then man cannot take away. And we have redress designed in our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, should our government overreach and do things that are not consistent with the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution.
Bill, you're speaking my language.
Well,
how do we get, you know, Reagan spoke at CPAC 13 times. How do we get you to speak at CPAC,
Bill? Hey, I'm always available, and I've been to CPAC, and I didn't go this year, and there's always been a conflict in my schedule, and I keep saying I'm going to go, but I would say this, the time that I went, and Phyllis Schlafly, a dear friend that you know, and she and I were able to get together and spend some time at CPAC the last time, so that kind of gives you an idea when I was there, which I think was the last CPAC that she attended. But what a great woman of conservatism and what she has done and how her organization continues to live out her legacy. I can see we're running out of time. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back and I'll pick it up from there, okay?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444. Or visit TryRelaxium.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up. Later.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. As I was explaining to Dan my last visit and appreciation of CPAC, you know, there was a lot of people even then talking about the kids, you know, the younger generation, that they have lost their way. But I'll tell you, I was impressed at the numbers of millennials and this younger generation that are holding to conservative values. And Dan, as you know, the fight that they fight is incredible on college campuses today. Their professors, you know, sometimes will downgrade them if the truth be known, discourage any kind of conversation in college. They don't want to hear conservative voices. But these kids exercise a lot of courage, and I am really encouraged to see them participate there at CPAC.
Yeah, we give an award every year, the Ronald Reagan Award, and we give it to an unsung hero, somebody who's toiling in the trenches. This year's award winner is Cassie Dillon, who started, it's called Lone Conservative. She was the only conservative on the entire Mount Holyoke campus, Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts. There were two or three other Republicans on campus, and they disliked her as much as the liberals did because they didn't want a conservative. So Cassie started Lone Conservative. It has over 100,000 followers today. She persevered through all of that. So when you get to CPAC, and we had three satellite locations, different locations around the country that were watching on big screens, and we had programming going both ways. But we had a total of 19,000 people at CPAC this year.
Wow.
And over half of them were under the age of 24. So you see these vibrant students who oftentimes are on campuses where they are the lone conservative or they are a tiny minority and they are standing strong. It's inspiring to see these young people
exactly
do so well. And maybe I'll just tell you this other story. You know, Reagan, as I've mentioned before, spoke at CPAC 13 times. And maybe we'll get into this book, Reagan.
Yes,
Reagan.
Yes, we will.
But he turned to our chairman at that time. He saw all these young people in the audience, and he made us promise that we would always keep CPAC affordable for these young college students. So we have a very low college rate, ticket price, so that we can keep those college students coming. They can come to CPAC every year. It's the conservative spring break, and they come. They find their friends, their allies. They get strength. They get to hear from their political heroes. They get to participate in the strategy meetings. It's really exciting to provide that atmosphere for them.
Exactly. Well, and as Ronald Reagan said, you know, freedom, liberty, democracy isn't, you know, just inherited, you know, from one generation to the next or passed in the bloodstream. It's something that everybody has to be vigilant for. And so this had to encourage him. I mean, here he is, you know, like King Arthur talking about the dream. Here's the dream of conservatism.
Yeah.
And sees that there's a wave. There's this new generation that is coming right behind that is not going to allow the baton to fall, right?
Well, Bill, that's exactly why we created this book, Reagan and CPAC, where we've got every single one of his CPAC speeches in the book, and then there's a different commentator who writes about the speech, why the speech was important then, and why the speech is still important today. So those commentators include the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. And Ben Shapiro and Katie Pavlich and Charlie Kirk and Michael Reagan, the true heir to the Reagan legacy, Michael Reagan and Steve Forbes,
exactly.
Ted Cruz. They're just really great thinkers who they each take a chapter, one of Reagan's speeches, and explain, again, why it was important then and why it's still important. We have to pass that baton of freedom on to the next generation.
Exactly. Well, this must for you, because you and Matt Schlapp worked on putting this together and editing this, you know, to work with these speeches and, you know, probably remember, you know, the smells and the feeling of the CPAC in that giving year.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that each one of these speeches is so important. You know, Reagan's first CPAC speech. We will be a city upon a hill. It's describing what America needs to be, and he lays out a vision. And then the next year, the entire conservative world is waiting to hear, are we going to leave the Republican Party, the party that was more conservative than the alternative, or are we going to take it over? It was at CPAC that Reagan then told the world, we're going to take it over.
You know, right.
That's where the events. What made another speech I'm particularly excited about is the 1978 speech, where Reagan, for the first time, lays out what we later became known as the Reagan Doctrine.
Exactly.
K.T. McFarland. K.T. McFarland is the one who writes on this because, as a young woman, she helped Caspar Weinberger literally write the Reagan Doctrine, and now she's able to critique it and explain why it's still important today.
And, of course, that was America's purpose in the world, and look what happened. You know, the wall came tumbling down, right? Eventually.
Yes, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes, it's because one of my board members was John Bolton until he went back into the Trump administration to be the National Security Advisor.
Right.
John, you know, is constantly telling people that weakness is provocation. If we are weak, that's when our enemies will attack. So we shouldn't go looking for wars to start, but we need to be strong so that we don't have to fight the wars. This is part of the Reagan Doctrine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another chapter Steve Forbes comments on that Reagan spoke at, this is 1984, our noble vision and opportunity society for all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, you know, we see this whole Green New Deal and socialism and shouldn't we all be equal? Well, right, socialism guarantees that everybody's going to be equally impoverished.
Yes.
What Steve Moore explains in this great 1984.
Steve Forbes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, Steve Forbes writes about Reagan's 84 speech that it's free markets that provide opportunity for all. That's how we live improved, prosperous lives. And everybody, regardless of skin color, regardless of ethnic heritage, regardless of whether we were immigrants who came here or whether we were born here, we all get to participate in this free society. That's what this whole American experiment is about.
Mm-hmm. And I like also that you addressed freedom. Freedom is so key on our show. I got to tell you, Dan, we keep beating that drumbeat because people sometimes lose sight and understanding and appreciation what liberty is all about. You know, when you look back in the history of this country, the people that gave up their very lives from our founding fathers that put it all on their line on the line. You know, their very treasure, their honor, everything they put on the line, and that has passed on, you know, from one generation to the next, where we've had, you know, people go and fight wars and defend the cause of liberty, not only for ourselves, but for others around the world. I mean, it is a rich heritage that we're a part of. We're woven into that tapestry that has been a blessing, and hopefully we can hold on to this encouragement of Ronald Reagan and the book and the stories that you've shared with us here, that, you know, this dream will continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reagan at CPAC, these are his own words. I think maybe the thing I'm most excited about this book is the appendix, where we've got his handwritten notes on draft speeches, where you see him rewriting entire sections.
Oh, yeah, right, yes.
Particular words, you know, just you see what he's really thinking. He chose the word carefully because he understood that freedom is at stake, and he would use that CPAC stage to promote these important ideas and to rally the troops, because he knew that the forces out there to destroy freedom, to destroy our independence, are so large and so hostile. They are out there. They're both in the United States and abroad. You know, we have to work hard. We have to fight for our freedom.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for all the work that you and Matt have put into this book. This is going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You want to read this book, and you will not put it down. It is so inspiring and encouraging. Reagan at CPAC, the words that continue to inspire a revolution. Dan Schneider, Executive Director of the American Conservative Union, has been here with us. Dan, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a reversal of decades of U.S. policy as President Trump recognized Israel's control over the Golan Heights on Thursday. President Trump tweeted, "After 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights." He announced the shift of U.S. policy just 5 days before Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu comes for a White House visit. In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
President Trump made the decision to recognize that that hard-fought real estate, that important place, is proper to be a sovereign part of the state of Israel.
The UK has more time to come to an agreement concerning its withdrawal from the European Union. Brexit was scheduled to happen next week, but the EU has agreed to postpone that until May 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, talking about your comeback, let me tell you, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by the Crypto Prophet. Yes, it's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. Are you ready for it? Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com, and you can click on the Crypto Prophet to see if this works for you and your family. Speaking of which, we have the Crypto King himself with us, the one and only Daryl Talbert. He's a serial entrepreneur who owns 28 businesses, including, as I said, one of the fastest growing sectors, cryptocurrency. And he's going to be talking about why this new wealth wave, what it's all about, and why you don't want to miss it. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, by the way, just as a sidebar, our hearts, please know that our hearts continues with you and your family and your daughter over what you've been dealing with. We're continuing to pray for rapid healing, okay, and peace upon your family for this.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. Jaden is a very special girl, mm-hmm. and God is with us.
Yes,
so she's doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I referred to her in a way, if you notice when I text you, similar to how I would refer to my daughter, that she's your angel girl. And that's the way I feel about my daughter, and I had that sense that that was appropriate for you and your relationship with Jaden.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it, Bill. Thank you so much.
Well, let's talk cryptocurrency. Look at the institutions you know, when the institutions are starting to get involved with cryptocurrency, you know, that tells you a lot right there, does it not?
It does. Bill, it gives me baseball-sized goosebumps of what's going on right now with the institutions coming in. Fidelity that holds $7 trillion in assets. Facebook is in. Russia, Putin said, we need regulations done yesterday because they're in.
Yes.
Bill, what is this?
Exactly. Well, it's this wealth wave that you and I have been talking about. And, of course, you've been in front of this wave for a long time. And let me explain to you. I happen to be in California, okay, and this is where I grew up. And so surfers abound here. And surfers understand, and this is the same thing that happens in marketing and energy of businesses. Surfers understand that in order to take advantage of the energy that's generated by waves, you have to be in front of the wave to catch it, right? You don't want to be alongside the wave, because what's going to happen is you can, you know, paddle as fast as you can, but you never get in front. You just keep on, you know, investing resources that do not bring you return. And then worse yet is if you're a surfer and you're behind the wave, you're watching everybody else have fun and you're missing out, right? So if you can grab that analogy, this is where cryptocurrency is right now. Is that fair to say?
That's very much fair to say, Bill. I'm telling you right now, the clients that have come in within the last 3 weeks, their money's doubled. The money's doubled because the institutional money has come in. And what happens, the reason why you need institutional money and you need regulations is because they bring so much money to the table. They're bringing in $1 million, $2 million, $1 billion worth of crypto money in front of individuals' money that has, you know, $400, $500, $1,000, and it's literally doubling their money as they look at their accounts.
And when we first started looking at this, Daryl, we were talking a long-term type of deal. But what's occurring now is what we might call in the vernacular a bit transactional because of this institutional money coming in. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can imagine, this is like the rising tide. You heard economists all the time talking about this, that a rising tide raises all boats. And this is exactly what's going on, is it not?
It's true. It's true. We're now, believe it or not, Bill, I got a phone call from a client the other day. We're now, get this, we're helping Venezuela.
Wow.
We're helping Venezuela with cryptocurrency. Venezuela, Chile, Ecuador. One of my good friends, Natasha, who's got just a beautiful heart for helping people, she's now joining forces with us. We have an individual by the name of Elder James Council. He's now joining forces with us. He's in front of 7 million people in the church.
Yes.
They're getting ready to get the entire church to start their cryptocurrency accounts. And then we have an individual by the name of Michael Young, who is working on getting Shaquille O'Neal. He's working on getting LeBron James and also a couple of other superstars to be a part of our movement. So, Bill, it's working. Individuals from the Bill Martinez Show have showed up, and they're now starting to get their cryptocurrency accounts, and we're encouraging everyone, please. This is the largest transfer of wealth in human history, and we are making history right now because the power of currency is going away from the elites and are being put into the hands of the common people, the underserved, and people that are unbanked that need it the most.
Exactly. Well, it has been a long time coming. I mean, there is no question whatsoever that the monetary system has become corrupt, has it not, Daryl? And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited about it. I mean, everybody kind of understands that there's something not according to Hoyle, and it smells a little fishy what's been happening with our money. And it's almost like why cryptocurrency is, and institutions are looking at it, is it's kind of a way to, you know, have a do-over, is it not?
It is. It is. And what happens is most people don't even know what's going on. But behind the scenes, you have Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Airbnb is disrupting the hotel industry. You have Uber that disrupted the taxi cab industry. And now it's time for retribution. Mm-hmm. It is time for payback because the elites that have destroyed the human spirit, that destroyed so many people's lives for thousands and thousands of years, game over.
Yes.
Game over.
And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information, because I understand maybe for some of you here, cryptocurrency, maybe you've heard Bitcoin over the years. You know, what is that? You know, but what was there? There's a Mercedes dealer in Ohio that is accepting cryptocurrency for payment of a Mercedes. What is that telling you? And I think there's some states that are accepting cryptocurrency to pay their taxes, right?
That's true. That's true. And so, an individual doctor in Ohio, he is a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting ready now to accept cryptocurrency as payment. So mm-hmm. Wake up. Everyone on the Bill Martinez Show, please do yourself a big favor and Google this information. Don't take our word for it. Do your due diligence. Google this information that we're telling you about. Google Putin and cryptocurrency. Google JP Morgan and cryptocurrency. Google Fidelity and cryptocurrency. Facebook and cryptocurrency. These are the titans of our era. And you know what? They're waving the red flag.
Yes.
The white flag. They're done.
Right. Yes, exactly.
We can't beat them. We tried to scare them away with fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And the people aren't going anywhere. So if we don't do something about our companies are going to go bankrupt, like the companies that went bankrupt over Uber and the taxicab industry.
Right. So it's like they say, follow the money. If you want to be wealthy, do what the wealthy people are doing. And these institutions are giving us signals here that there is gold and then there are hills, or they wouldn't be investing these kinds of money. I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars here. So this is really an exciting time and a good time for you to check this out again. You know, nobody's threatened by it. You know, check it out. Do your due diligence. As Daryl says, you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the cryptocurrency banner and check it out. And if this works, you see that it works for you and your family. And it's not talking about, hey, selling the farm here. It's a very modest investment to get involved and see if this does work out. Right, Daryl?
That's true. That's true. We're not financial advisors, but this is a thing. This is my second paradigm shift, and I'm going by historic history.
Exactly.
In the financial world.
Got to leave it there. Daryl Talbert on Bill Martinez Live.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLive.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
Hey,
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, pursuing the truth. No 8-second sound bites here, ladies and gentlemen. As we've been saying time and again, if that is the basis of your worldview, we are in trouble. You're in trouble. Your family's in trouble. The country's in trouble. This has been the problem, is that we've been relying on 8-second sound bites. It is time to drill deeper, to invest a little bit of time for the sake of your own knowledge and your own intelligence, not to mention what you can invest on behalf of your family and for this country, because we have a country to save. And it's still about we the people. You know, there's a recent situation that had occurred regarding Facebook and Instagram. Both simultaneously experienced outages. And guess what happened? This is incredible. Instead of status updates and photos of puppies when logging in, users received an error message telling them to try back later. Well, the lengthy disruption caused many users to go to other sites for entertainment. And guess where they went to? Yeah, you got it. Pornographic websites. Pornhub, one of the Internet's largest adult websites, saw a spike of traffic reaching 19% higher than average during this social media outage. What does that tell you, huh? Well, with us to talk about is Dr. John Thorington. He's back with us. Dr. Thorington is a counselor at Focus on the Family. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Bill. Good to be here with you today.
Well, wow. What does that say? Habits broken and then all of a sudden we're drawn back into porn? I mean, a 19% spike? What is this telling us?
You know, I think one of the things that some people may not realize is that the technology actually is causing dopamine flooding. And I think people are becoming increasingly dependent upon the technology, and it actually helps them to feel better. I think a lot of folks are doing it for different reasons. I was looking at a study, Bill, that was in The Digital Invasion by Dr. Archibald Hart and his daughter Sylvia, and he found that 70.8% of the folks said they were doing this because of boredom. About 73% said it was stress-related. Mm-hmm. And then another 53% said that it had to do with their not wanting to deal with their daily problems, and then 94% were honest and said they were looking for some form of pleasure. So increasing, I think people are looking for something to bring excitement, but the things they're turning to in the end are alarming.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the power of the medium. You know, it gives you the sense of anonymity that, you know, like the prevailing question that was even cited in Urban Cowboys, if you remember that one, where he asks, he says, what if you could do anything that you wanted to do and get away with it? Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. And
but I love Billy Crystal's, I love Billy Crystal's answer, though. His answer was, if you remember, he said, but I'd know.
That's right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting, you know, in the midst of this, there's some signs of sanity because 12 states in recent times have drawn resolutions at least saying that this is a public health crisis. And I'd like to just share with your listeners a few things. We certainly know that this is having a serious negative impact on the younger generation, even impairing brain function, their focus and concentration, their memory, their learning capacities being negatively impacted. Interestingly enough, in some of those resolutions, they were saying we are perpetuating a sexually toxic environment. Wow, what an understatement, but it certainly points to a tremendous need for public awareness that what we're doing is having a lot of negative impact, and in fact, it is a crisis, but it's not one that's widely enough yet recognized.
Well, I think we take for granted the power of the brain and how we can re-engineer it. The Word of God talks about the renewing of our mind. Why does our mind need to be renewed? But that it's been infiltrated, it's been corrupted by the things of this world. And as you and I talked before, John, it's like an operating system that you would put in your computer. If your computer operates and accepts this kind of information, it chews it up. It hums along, you know. It just it loves that.
Sure does, you know. And then we might as well let some folks out there know too that the reason it's a crisis is that it's linked to other things that have to do with the programming that you're talking about. For example, and the studies are conclusive on this. This material that we're talking about, the pornography, is promoting sexual aggression and violence. It's undermining the rights of women and children. A lot of folks don't know this, but I mean, I've seen two studies. The lowest number I've seen so far is that 54% of all the divorces in America over the last 10 years are directly attributed to, quote, an obsessive interest on the part of one partner in pornography. So it's really detrimental to family life and to family living.
And, John, you know, I was talking with a priest this past week about this, and, you know, we talked about how prevalent this allurement and this experience of pornography is prevalent in the pews of churches around the country. I know some people, some Christians, that want to ignore that fact or just stick their head in the sand and say it's not real, but look at the church is a hospital of people that are hurting, and they run the entire gamut. You know, of course, a lot of conversation these days about abortion because of what's been going on in our country, and I believe two dynamic movies. One is the Gosnell movie, and another one coming up on the 29th of this month, a Fathom event called Unplanned, which is the Abby Johnson story. So, again, the same thing is that in the pews of the churches today, it's a reflection of what's happening in our culture, and we need to step up. And if people are going to really deal with this, and I guess the best place to be in is a hospital, is a church that Jesus himself had established and said the gates of hell cannot prevail. And that's the opportunity for the church to do some real groundwork, so to speak.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. I mean, the studies are saying about 70% of the guys are struggling with it and around 28 to 30% of the women. And I think some folks don't realize that it's impacting both genders. I think one of the big problems, and I pastored for 30 years, Bill, is that the church has been very silent on this issue. And I hope we can encourage some pastors and church leaders to recognize what you were talking about, that we do have a positive role here. And certainly, as you look to the example of Jesus, he sought out people that were sexually broken and in need of God's healing. I think in John 4, the woman at the well, what a powerful story that is, and what an encouragement it is to me as I try to reach out to families and help them as they're struggling with this issue.
Well, John, and I pray that the pastors and those lay people who are involved in their churches do not take this as an indictment. What you're hearing here is encouragement, an opportunity, because as Jesus stated, and again, I was reading that passage from Isaiah, It really is about liberty. I mean, he came to set the captives free. And we have been captivated by the things of this world. I mean, he put his life on the line for us to do that. And would he waste his time and his life and his blood if it wasn't for a divine purpose?
Exactly. And I'm with you on that, that the church is really called to step forward and to be that healing place and to let people know that all the stigma of shame, that the church is a safe place and that we're wanting to minister and to support and encourage and to help them to get to that place of freedom and victory.
Yeah, you know, I guess part of the encouragement as well, you know, for pastors and those that are on the boards of churches, that the church is not about the bricks. It's not about the building. It's the very souls. It's the people that are in their charge that they have an opportunity to change hearts by with the power of the Holy Spirit and to get them on the road to transformation. I mean, again, that's what excites me, John, is when a church is liberating and transforming people.
Absolutely. And then the thing I see, Bill, is that there's so much loss of spiritual identity and purpose and the destiny that God really intends for all of his children mm-hmm. by this issue. And it really is the defining issue, I think, in this generation, that we face the challenge of using technology in positive ways and not be so dominated and controlled by some of the darker aspects of it. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be that way. But it does mean that we're going to have to get wise and make really godly choices and support each other and encourage each other.
Exactly. And this is going to be, it's going to be a process, but it starts with, you know, as the Bible gives us the right prescription, and we hear, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:13 time and again, but are we really willing to live that out? You know, God is calling his people. You know, to humble themselves and pray. And humbling themselves is getting to that point, John, that they realize that, look, I'm drowning. I've done everything I can to save myself. You know, I'm drowning. You know, my family is drowning. My country is drowning. You know, and do we let it all go and finally say, God, we need you. And that's the humility phase and then praying to God so that we begin to see how and see and look at pornography and other issues that we're dealing with in the pews of our churches around this country, that we see it as God does, so that we can activate, you know, the next principles of that verse that echo through the millennium. And for those cultures that have done that, I mean, there's enough historic evidence, you know, to prove that God is faithful to his word, is he not?
Absolutely. If you go to John 8, I love the story of the woman caught in the act of adultery. What did he say to the crowd? You know, if you're without sin, you throw that first stone. So he's encouraging us to take that stand of mercy and compassion. But then that perfect blend of accepting her and not condemning her, as the crowd did, and then saying to her to go and sin no more. And that's really the calling that we as Christians have in our responding to other people. We may not struggle with that. Everyone has struggles, but we're called to be that hospital where people can find that safe haven and know that the God that's there in that body is one that loves them and wants to help them to be recreated and to be a free person walking with dignity.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want people to be able to look at us, John, and say, hey, look, at I want what he has, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That we would be that attractive. Not for us, it's just the glory of God working through us because of the transformation and what he's brought us to. That would be exciting. And then the revival that we've been praying for, which starts with a revival of one, could be ignited from coast to coast and around the world. John Thorrington from Focus on the Family. John, as always, thank you so much for the time and the insight. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
Maybe not today.